Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th. If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well.
No, I always vote in person. That way I know it's getting in and not getting lost.
Okay. And, well, in this case, would you respond to these questions that you will, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, I am not registered to vote, or I have already voted by the absentee mail-in ballot?
I'm definitely going to vote. This is an important election.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I will vote in person.
Thank you. What is your age?
80. Excuse me.
Thank you.
I choke every time. I say that because I can't believe it.
Oh, I see. I see. And well, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree, or college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or a postgraduate degree?
An associate's degree, 2 years.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each one. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Richard Del Toro.
I've heard of him, but I already picked who I'm going to vote for.
Okay, so would your opinion towards him would be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Long as he's a Republican, I'll vote for him. But I've already got one picked out, Pearson. Keith Pearson.
Okay, and what about Kathy Townsend?
And where is she on this sheet? I just got this sheet today. Let me get my glasses out just a minute.
Okay.
I just got this sheet from the Board of Elections today. Cassie Townsend. She's on the Board of Commissioners. I don't have one way or another because I don't know much about her.
Okay. It's okay. Thank you. What about Ken Mascara?
Ken Mascara? He's the former sheriff of the thing. No, he's a Democrat. No. He's not
okay,
running,
so
is he? He's not running, is he? He retired.
Well, in this case, we do not have specifically that information. However, about Ken Mascara, would you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion, or no opinion?
Well, he's a very good sheriff, and he's the only Democrat I would ever vote for because my son works for the sheriff's department.
Okay. So for Ken Mascara, would you have a favorable or unfavorable
favorable.
Opinion?
Yeah, favorable. He's a good sheriff.
Okay. And would that be a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion about him?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Linda Vartz?
Linda who? Linda Bart. I don't know her.
Right.
I'm looking at this. I don't know her or the Aaron Lowry. I've got a sheet right in front of me. I don't know anything about him.
Okay. And what about Keith Pearson?
Keith Pearson's the one I'm going to vote for sheriff.
Okay. So would that be a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
My son told me to vote for him because he likes him. And I trust him.
Okay. Thank you. And the Dax, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I don't know anything about him, just what I've seen on the signs.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Vartz, Erin Ann Lowry?
I don't know much about either one of them, and I don't have any kids in school.
Okay, I do understand. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Linda Vartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
Like I said, I don't know either one of them.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend or Audra McCon?
Kathy Townsend.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kathy Townsend?
Yes.
Okay. Would that be definitely, yes, definitely, or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Del Toro, Keith Pearson, or Preston Michael DeFrancesco?
Keith Pearson.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Pearson? Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I don't know.
Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. You saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson, or a campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything.
I've gotten flyers at home.
Okay. Thank you. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No, I want to vote for Keith. Huh? What?
Okay, so based on what you told me, all that you saw, read, or heard about him, somewhat less likely, or no difference to vote for him?
No, I would vote for him. No difference.
Oh, okay. Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. You saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro, or a campaign volunteer, something else, or you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about him.
I've just seen what's on the signs that are all over the place.
Okay, thank
you. I don't know anything about him, really.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No difference.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. We're just about to finish. These are the last questions. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a conservative. Go Trump.
Would that be... Okay. Thank you. And that, would that be a somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian, or Asian American?
I'm white, Caucasian. I'm white slash German.
Thank you. And well, this goes. I see. And well, this concludes our survey. And thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your available time and available opinion.
Thank you. Good luck on the election.
Thank you very much. And, well, that would be it. And thank you very much for answering. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.